I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a book-length, allegedly fictional version of Tiger Woods. But first, lots of cities, counties, towns, and states have ended up regretting the deals they've made with pro sports franchises. But perhaps Hamilton County, Ohio, leads the league in that sorry category. The construction agreements county officials made 15 years ago with the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cincinnati Reds have been characterized as some of, quote, the worst professional sports deals ever struck by a local government. Reed Albergati and Cameron McWhirter of the Wall Street Journal wrote that line, and Reed Albergati joins me now from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me. It's always good to be on.
Your article suggests one problem is that no two parties involved can agree on how much building Paul Brown Stadium for the Bengals actually cost, somewhere between $350 million and $555 million. Why the discrepancy?
These deals are so confusing. It's true that the one thing, and this is one area where the deal, you know, in Hamilton County is not unique. They are all so complicated and have so many different cost structures, and there's infrastructure included in building the stadium, there's parking, there's all kinds of hidden costs, and they often end up costing a lot more than they originally thought they would cost. There's a lot of different ways of looking at it. So we tried to give kind of the spectrum, the lower estimates up to the $555 million estimate of the Harvard professor that we quoted in the story.
You write of, quote, unforeseen consequences for Hamilton County. What was the nature of the unpleasant surprise, and what are those consequences likely to be in 2011 and beyond?
Hamilton County thought that they could cover the cost of the debt service for the stadiums with a 0.5% sales tax. And they based that projection, their financial projections, on about 3% sales tax growth every year on into, you know, the 30 years or so that they have to pay off these bonds. So that didn't happen. In 2000, sales taxes started going down. 9/11 happened. You know, then we had the financial collapse, and instead of new tax revenue going into other parts of the budget and closing budget gaps, they have to earmark these taxes, you know, potentially, they haven't done it yet, but potentially toward paying off these stadiums, which, you know, is causing all sorts of budget havoc in Hamilton County.
Mark Reed, the administrator of Hamilton County's juvenile court, told you that the stadium deals were, quote, the monster that ate the public sector. Did that strike you as an exaggeration?
It's a great quote. And what he means by that is that all the things on the budget for Hamilton County can be moved and cut. And that's what they've done. You know, they've cut the sheriff's department and they cut Mark Reed's department, you know, the juvenile courts. Well, the stadium can't be cut. I mean, that is an immovable object that they have to pay for. And so by obligating themselves to pay for that, everyone else has to take sort of bigger and longer lasting cuts. I mean, on top of that, the unemployment rate is very high. The poverty rate's high in the region. And to be fair to the, you know, the county and the teams involved, they'd be having a hard time either way. It's just one thing that exacerbates the problem.
Why did Hamilton County take on these projects by themselves? Why wasn't the state of Ohio involved? Why wasn't the debt spread over a larger area?
Originally, this was a city council issue, which is a much bigger body of government. And what happened was the county, Hamilton County, they have three people on their board of commissioners, said, you know what, we'll take this thing over. And so it went from the large city council to a three-person commission deciding on what to do and how to fund the stadium.
Did those folks think it was a good deal when they made it? Did they think they were going to make money eventually, bring in jobs, all that stuff that usually people talk about when they keep teams in places?
The person who spearheaded it for Hamilton County was a guy named Bob Bettinghouse, and he now works for the Bengals. He was voted out of office.
That's pretty funny.
And he very politely declined to speak with me for the article. But from what I could gather from other people I spoke with who were involved at the time, they thought that this was a pretty standard deal in terms of the lease negotiations. But what it really was probably about the best possible deal. You know, it was kind of an all-star of deals. And the cost, after all the cost overruns, became definitely the most expensive NFL stadium ever built. Later, years later, the Indianapolis Colts got one that got more public money, but that bill was footed by, you know, six different counties and the state paying for it. It wasn't just one county.
Do either of the teams involved, the Bengals or the Reds, take any responsibility for the loss of services?
No. In fact, the Bengals have made that very clear. They really feel that this is all on the county. And, you know, they also make the point that the county did use some of the sales tax money to pay for things other than stadiums. They put some money into public schools, into roads. They put about $1 million a year of that sales tax money into developing the riverfront around the stadium, which never really got off the ground as people hoped it would after the stadiums were built. So they do have a point there, but, you know, that spending is pretty low compared to the cost of the stadiums.
Reed Albergati and Cameron McWhirter wrote, "A Stadium's Costly Legacy Throws Taxpayers for a Loss," which appeared in the Wall Street Journal. And Reed Albergati joined me from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal. Reed, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.